We're up to Simin Kuf Lametes, and we'll be doing the first three Sifim. Sif Aleph, B'makam Shenagu Sha'ola Atzma Kora B'kol Ram. In a place with the knowing that the one who gets the Aliyah also lanes. Im lo sidr tchila aparsha, pamayim v'sholosh, beino levein atzma lo yale. If he didn't first practice by looking it over two or three times, he should not go up. Says the Ramah, v'makam shachazm korei hu tzarech l'sadr tchila. In a place where there's a balkara who lanes for everybody, so he's the one that has to be mesadr. Now, this halacha is true, even though they already called the person. They already said yamod and they called the person. So the halacha is that when they call you, you're not supposed to decline. If the one that's being called is the one that's supposed to be doing the laning and he did not prepare, he's not supposed to go. Bidiyeved, if there is nobody available that knows how to lane that actually prepared the seder, that prepared the parsha. So as long as you've got somebody that will be able to lane with someone whispering to him how to lane it, will be somach on that. But lechatchila, a balkore, even as experienced as he is supposed to look over the parsha two or three times, it says. The Mishnah Berurah in the Sharetzion says that, therefore, he says also, yes, when anyone that gets an aliyah, lechatchila, he should also have looked it over. And therefore, lechatchila, everyone should really do shnayim mikra on Erev Shabbos. This way, they will have prepared the entire parsha two times, just in case they get an aliyah. Sif Beis. Mi she'eni yodea likros, someone who doesn't know how to lane, tzarech limchos biyodo shelo yala l'sefer Torah. You're supposed to make a macha, you're supposed to protest. They should not be giving aliyahs to people who can't lane. Vim tzrichim l'zeh she'eni yodea likros tefishu kohen olevi. What happens if he's a Kohen or Levi, ve'ein sham acher zula, so there is no other Kohen or Levi. Im kesheyikro lo shatz mila b'mila, yodeo l'omro v'likroso min aksav. If he says he's capable of laning along with the Balkore, and inside, he'll be able to follow the words and lane along with the Shliach Tzibur, with the Balkore, that is, yochol lalos, he's allowed to get an aliyah. Vim lav lo yale, if not, he should not get an aliyah. The mashmos of the machaber is that that's a bidiyevit, meaning that if somebody is called up for an aliyah, he really should be able to lane himself. Even though the balkor is laning for him, you shouldn't give an aliyah to someone that cannot lane. If there's no choice, such as he is the Kohen or Levi, I guess if none of the other Yisrael know how to lane too, then bidiyevit, so long as he's capable of laning along with the balkor, that's good enough. But you're supposed to be moche if they give aliyahs to people who couldn't lane themselves. This is the shita of the mechaber. Lemaisa, our minig is not like that. They all bring down. We go with the maril, with the maril's shita. Our minig is that we will call someone up even if he could not lane along min haksav. We'll see later. Our minig is that we will even call someone up who is blind. Sif Gimel now. Afilu rosh haknesses o chazan lo yikra ad sheyomer lo kro. Even if this is the gabbai of the shul, no matter who it is, the chazan haknesses, the rosh haknesses, the chazan haknesses, the shul president, the halachi is he should not go up there and lane unless they told him to. V'nagu sheshatz kesherotza mevarav v'korei b'lina tilus v'shus. Now remember, the machaber is still going back on the minhag that the one who lanes is the one that gets the aliyah. So the issue here is not the laning, the issue here is the fact that he gets the aliyah. You do not go up for an aliyah when you were not called up to, even if you're some chashuv in the congregation. Whoever it is, someone has to call him up. But the mechaber says, "Nagu sheshatz ksherotz mevarav akor b'lina tilus rishus." The balkori himself can take an aliyah whenever he wants to, even without being called up. Mishum daveki ilu mishosh mineu lishatz hirshu alkach. It's as if when they hired him as the balkori, that it was understood that he was going to get an aliyah whenever he feels like it. Says the Ramah, Hago, Umdinas Elu Ein Nogin Kach, that is not our minig, Veina Chazn Ola Rakasha Hasgan Omer Lo Lalos. Even the Balkora would not go up until the Gabbai calls him up. Avalein Koran Lo Bishmo, Kamo Shara Olam, Shakoran also Bishmo Ploni Bar Ploni, but they do not call him up Yamod Ploni Ben Ploni because he's standing there. So you don't have to. Therefore, what they do is they just say Yamod, let the person go up Shlishi without or whatever Ali it is, without saying his name. Now, why is it that we are so makbid that someone call you up? Why can't you just go up yourself? First of all, because it is considered presumptuous for a person to just go up there and take the covet for himself. But aside from that, it's going to be chaotic. What's going to happen is this one's going to jump up and this one's going to jump up. Sort of what people do in some places on Simchas Torah of people deciding to take the Amud. It should not be Hefker. Therefore, it is all Mesudr. The Gabbai has to call people up. Further, Misha Oviv Mumer Lavodis Kachavim. Someone whose father, Rachmana Litzlan, converted out. He's a Mumer Lavodis Kachavim. Obviously, he's still Jewish, but he's a Mumer Lavodis Kachavim, a Meshumid. Koren also B'Shem Avi Oviv. We do not want to embarrass the person that you're calling up. So rather than saying his name and then his father's name and the father being the famous Mumer, instead we call him up using the name of his grandfather. Avalo b'shmo levad shelo levai shavarabim. Maybe leave out the father's name and just say Yamod this person, because if everyone else is called up by the father's name and not him, then it's a busha. V'dafka shelo olam yomav b'shem aviv. That's only if he didn't regularly get an aliyah in the name of his father. What happens if all the years they call him up, Ploni Ben, this person's father? And then his father became a Mumer Lavodos Kachavim. You don't go and change it. Meaning, if they're used to calling him up a certain way, you don't go changing it and having them call him up by his grandfather's name, because that itself is a busha. And we are concerned for the busha of the ola. Similarly, if we're afraid that the mumer himself is going to get all angry and may take it out on Klal Yisrael, on the Kehillah, so there too you are allowed to have the person called up by his father's name. V'asufi ushtuki koren also b'shem avi imo. Now, an asufi is someone that was just taken in from the street. We do not know who either of his parents are. A shtuki is someone whose mother is known and his father is not known. Koren also b'shem avi imo. So we call him up in the name of the father of the mother. So in the case of a shtuki, we understand this very well. We know the mother. We don't know who the father is. So for Ben, what we do is we call him up Ben and use the grandfather, the mother's father. However, in the case of an asufi, if we don't know who either of the parents are, where does the Ramah get the Avi Imo? So the Mishnah Berurah says that what it's talking about is where a woman came along and said, "This is my child." So in such a case, we will call him up in the name of the father of this woman. Vim Eina Yadua, if no woman stepped up and said that. In other words, we really have no idea who the mother or father is. Koren also b'shem Avram kamo lager. So there we rely on the fact that Avram is Av Hamon Goyim, and we say Ben Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that you can always call him Avram if you really want to. I was in, there are some places that in all of these cases where you don't want to call someone up by a grandfather, you're allowed to call him up as Ben Avram as well. Next halacha, Suma. The Mechaber Shita is that a Suma is not allowed to get an Aliyah. If someone is blind, Chalila, then he's not allowed to get an Aliyah because he won't be able to see anything inside. He says, the Maril says you can even give a blind man an Aliyah, because the Balkor is laning for him. This is the Minig Ashkenaz, that even a blind man can get an aliyah, and as a result of it, that halacha, that the Olam must be capable of laning, or at least be capable of laning inside along with the Balkore, we are not makbid on that altogether, because we do rely on this Maharil. One interesting thing in the Mishnah Berurah, in a case where you're calling somebody up not by the father's name, so we do not use adjectives, you do not use toarim. You just use that name. Whereas we would say Reb or Harav or whatever for someone's real father, if the name that you're using is not the name of a real father, then you should not include all of those Torahim.